great music. The best people too. We get to introduce you to some really interesting personalities. And right now, at this moment on a 5th of December Thursday, if you are reaching the end of the year and reaching the end of your tether and feeling like you've really burnt the candle at both ends and you're looking for a recharge, a reset, an upgrade of your operating system in life, in business, in all aspects really, well, this is a moment where you could be part of a really special 3-day seminar, a personal breakthrough seminar happening in Belito over the upcoming long weekend, 14th, 15th, 16th of December. And the lady who will be guiding you, the speaker, trainer, coach, master practitioner of NLP and behavioral specialist, Anami Kutsia, is in the studio with me right now on a Thursday. Anami, happy Thursday. How's your December going so far? We're nearly at the end, hey?
Yeah, we're almost there. I enjoy this time of the year. People, the energy is just so awesome. People are excited. I think they're getting ready to rest and just connect with their families and enjoy a little bit of sun, beach time. You know, yeah. We have such a beautiful stretch of beach here in Belito. So I love the excitement this time of the year.
It's a time of the year where, you know, there's maybe a moment to, while you're trying to catch your breath and recharge, a chance to kind of do a bit of a self-assessment, a bit of an audit of life, where it's at and what is important to you at a time of obviously family, people coming together and getting reminded, I guess, of what it's all about. And we were just having a little chat off air. You had a really enlightening little nugget that you put in my ear, you called it a reframe. Can you talk me through that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's exactly what it's about, right? We reflect this time of the year and, you know, how did we go? So, firstly, I want to say out with resolutions and in with intentions, right? So, if you reflect this time of the year, look at what you did achieve and set intentions for next year, because we don't know what's going to happen. You know, how many surprises have we had over the last couple of years? So, we can't really guess anymore and certainty, the predictability that we had in the past. So set the intention and just allow feedback to guide you through the year. So as you reflect on that. But I think what was this amazing, beautiful reframe and just putting it into a different perspective is, you know, when you're a parent or you think of your loved ones and, you know, people say, do you care for them? Do you love your family? And it's like a no-brainer, of course. You know, I'll die for them. I'll take a bullet for them.
Yeah.
But the question is, will you live for them? And I think that's profound.
Will you live for them?
Will you live for them?
Let's unpack that.
So will you live for them? You know, if I just personalize it, you know, having a little one, will you live for them means, will you be healthy so you have the energy to do what they need you to do, to live life with, the simple things, to run around on the beach with them, to swim in the ocean with them, to go home early and not work yourself into a burnout state, you know, like you mentioned, burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah.
Like, will you live for them? Will you prioritize yourself in a way that allows you to have that cup that's full? And then when that cup runs over, that you have that excess that you can give that is so pure and so easy. You know, can we design our lives in a way that we can actually live?
Mm.
Instead of having your career be what you live for, have your career, whether it's a business or a job, serve the purpose of your life, you know, and just frame it in that way and make that the priority and the intention. What can we adjust next year?
So I'm sure those words will resonate with anyone who is doing a bit of thinking and reflecting and self-assessment right now and looking at the things that really matter. And often, you know, you can have that acknowledgement and that good intention. And then before you know it, you're on autopilot and you're back into the new year and things are just flying at you and you're burning out without even realizing it. Mm-hmm. How do you make sure that before you get swept up in 2025, you aren't running these patterns that just seem to play by themselves?
So what I find interesting, I like that analogy of, you know, the boiling the frog in the pot. We don't really have conscious awareness of these little unconscious patterns, right? It's only when it gets very uncomfortable or painful that we go, whoa, this is not cool. I want to change this, right?
Yeah.
So it's that constant daily mindfulness, whether it's a morning ritual. You know, some people get their meditation in through a surf. You know, some people get it in through a run or a walk on the promenade or just sitting around the pool watching the kids play for 10 minutes. You know, have a 10 to 15 minute reflection time in your day and just go, hey, how am I doing? Just like check in with yourself. Now, I personally like just in the mornings when the house is still quiet before it awakens, I journal and I write down things, my intentions, things that I'm grateful for, what I appreciate, and those things that I want to spend my energy on. And I finish it off by, and that's been my theme the last couple of weeks, by writing, am I living for them? You know, am I living my life in alignment with these intentions? And it's a means of just keeping yourself present on it. Yeah.
And it seems that people that are able to crack it and to have this operating system, it is a system. It's a toolkit and a collection of habits that people have been able to integrate into their lives. Some people just seem to have their stuff together. Why do they seem to have it and I don't? Well, this is kind of what you're going to be diving into over 3 days now in December, over that long weekend, the 14th to the 16th of December in Balito. Talk to me about the Personal Breakthrough Seminar. I believe spots are almost fully taken. So if you're listening to this, this is your final boarding call. And what is in store over those 3 days?
Well, the intention of those 3 days is really to reflect on what are some of those unconscious habits. And we all have successful strategies. Even if we're creating results that we don't like, that strategy is still successful, right? So even if you think of brushing your teeth and making a mess, it's still a successful, messy strategy. So to create a mess is successful. So we're looking at what do we have in the toolbox to work with, and let's break the concrete around our feet and reframe those old concepts that are actually limiting us, right? So, you know, thinking that, why do they have it together? If you think of success, there's many different ways. If you look at global successful, financially successful, Warren Buffett, Oprah, Donald Trump, I mean, they all have different strategies. You know, that it's not a one-size-fits-all. So the personal breakthrough is to discover what works for you. What is your success? You've achieved it somewhere in your life already, maybe not to the extent that you want to, but you have got a strategy. Why is that not running all the time? Why is that not being copy-pasted into other areas of your life where you need to create the same level of success? So those 3 days is reflecting about the tools that I have already and then installing some new ones that I might not have known that I needed to be aware of, right? And then how to do that. So it's a very practical, technique-based maintenance system. Not only will we break the concrete around your feet, that will free you up so that you are free to move. That doesn't mean you've moved, though. So the techniques then that follow that you can implement thereafter will be what creates the movement going forward.
Wow. So if you're aware that you have some personal emotional baggage that has held you back from moving forward with confidence, this is a chance for you to redefine your past, to deal with that. And then, as you said, to break free from anxiety and stress, which means regaining control of your emotions, right?
100%. We feel what we think, and we do what we feel. So if we want to change our behavior, we have to change the internal state of how we feel. Are we motivated, or are we feeling stressed or overwhelmed? And how we feel is motivated by what we think. So our thoughts really do create our reality, so we can reflect on those and discover what they are and redefine them.
And then obviously the ripple effects of enjoying a healthier relationships and a calmer, more focused life. And really, I think getting to the root of those self-sabotaging behaviors that I'm sure, if we're all honest with ourselves, we all have a couple of those that have been hindering our prosperity. And that means creating healthier habits and thriving in your career, your relationships, your health, your life, right?
Absolutely. Your brain goes wherever you go. So no matter what context area of your life, whether it's relationships, whether it is with your family or your partner, in business, the way that you relate to people, your health, all of your relationship to money, all of those things is based on perceptions. So when we shift those, you can watch some ripple effects of magic happen simultaneously.
Well, there you go. So if you're nodding, if this feels like it's resonating with you, this is your final chance to get signed up and to book your space for a very limited, exclusive gathering in Balito over 3 days, the 14th, 15th, 16th of December. That's just around the corner. For a personal breakthrough seminar in Balito. hosted by my special guest on the radio with me right now, Annemie Kutsier, a master trainer of NLP and behavioral specialist. And to find out more info, the website trueawakenings.co.za, is that the best place to point folks towards?
Yes, that is absolutely. On the homepage, you will find the information about the seminar, and you can just click on that or send me a contact form, and I will contact you immediately.
There you go. trueawakenings.co.za. Wake up to your true self and set the course for your most impactful and transformative year yet in 2025. This is the perfect time to be doing it, and you're in good hands with the perfect captain of the ship, Annemie Kutsier. And Annemie, thanks for giving us some reframes on a Thursday, and really looking forward to having another enlightening conversation soon on the radio. What do you say?
I'm in.
You heard it here on your local station.